She grinds her teeth, watching me, unshakable, ready. Each word a reddened scar across my soft white skin, leading salty tears and good intentions, emptying my childhood treasures carelessly to the orange carpet. Silent then, she shook back her dark hair, reddish in the evening sun. Dancing leaf patterns stitched her mind together, raw threads reflecting that other time. Each year flicked roughly into place and burned softly at our feet. I didn't notice that charm ray. It happened while I slept in daydreams and doorways. I waited till her mouth stopped moving and left. Behind me, a limestone woman, her colour seeped into a faded orange carpet, and I wept a song.
Thank you, Ron.
Now, is this Trioia Jenkins?
Oh,
Trisha, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I'm actually going to read a poem by a poet named Lee Young Lee, who I think is one of America's best poets at the moment, and this is called Restless. I can hear in your voice, you were born in one country and will die in another. And where you live is where you'll be buried. And when you dream, it's where you were born. And the moon never hangs in both skies on the same night. And that's why you think the moon has a sister. And that's why your day is hostage to your nights. And that's why you can't sleep except by forgetting. And why you can't love except by remembering. And that's why you're divided, yes and no. I want to die, I want to live. Never go away, leave me alone. I can hear by what you say, your first words must have been mother and father, even before your own name, mother. And long before, amen, Father.
Thank you, Trisha. Next, we have Charles Clark.
In case you haven't been following the news, as people don't nowadays, yesterday was an election day in Mexico, and they elected a man called Obrador. There is a film by the late Joseph Losey, the honor of meeting, that had absolutely nothing to say to him. About Trotsky, assassination and death of Trotsky. Trotsky in Mexico. Did you like Bergman in the Trotsky film? Very few did, it seems. A world revolutionary playing with rabbits, feeding in lettuce, kindness to the young, stone for. Mexico is a country of extremes, peasants, pushers, Zapata. Fox, 20 years ago, by the way. There is no bread pudding in Mexico. They have bullfights. Joseph Losey made too much of that in his film. Could one deny the perverse poetry of the ice pick? A most unlikely weapon, but fit for purpose. They meant to crack through his skull. He was an intellectual, an egghead. The once impulsive leader of the Red Horde, checked outside Warsaw in 1920, struck down by Stalin's henchmen in sultry Mexico, was slower, not wiser, when he met his fate.
Thank you, Charles. Next we have Julie Aldrich.
Underground. Always the funeral mass or the last rosary if caught for time. Granite grave headstones, no weddings in white or christenings in colour. I am losing count now of how many, how long since so-and-so, how it happened, sudden or slow, peaceful or shocking. Remember me to my neighbour, the slow procession to Gortna Bulliger, might as well be the blasted heath. Three wise hags would be less of a surprise. The smell of incense brings me up sharp for the farewell. She's lovely after death. The truth is, I know more of her beneath the ground than over it.
Thank you, Julie. Next we have Rosalind Crowley.
Thanks, Tom. Okay, so on the road to Macroo, you'll see a turn off for Gugan Barrow. And if you go along that road, you're going to see Injigila. That's where my great-grandparents were born, and the census of 1901 and 1911 tells of the home that they were lived in up on a hill. This is a poem I wrote called Of Land and Poetry, Injigila. Standing on a ditch overlooking lofty ranges, perusing the same cragged hilltops my grandmother knew as a child, her son, my dad, sharing his gift of land and poetry, shouted, "Cast your eye from the top of the hill to the depth of the valley, as far as you can see." The vastness left an impression. The impression left a mark. The mark left an indelible memory. The memory found a voice. The voice found a pen. The pen found paper. The paper came from a tree, and the tree returned to the bog. The bog came home to me. This bog, high above the village, contains dead trees and crushed life. In contrast, the people from the village are alive with stories, song, and laughter. Through words and images of familial ancestry, my story joins the recited stories. Over time, friendships take root and passed to another generation. In sterner days, there was no return. Presently, in good health, the travel is tough, the reward glorious, and the circle complete. I came home to the bog. I would like to do a sequel to it, if that's okay. It's real short, okay. Well, you know, instead of doing that, I had a request for a poem, so let's do, instead of the sequel, I'd like to do this in honor of our readers tonight. It's called An Exile Song. It's been a while since ere I saw you. It's been a while since I was home. But don't you fear, because I love you. When I lay my head down, I know I'll be home again someday. It's been all of 7 years. It's taken all my innocent ways. But I can still see your colors. When I lay my head down, I know I'll be home again someday. It's been all of 17 years. It's taken all my blonde hair. And I can still hear your music. When I lay my head down, I know I'll be home again someday. It's been all of 27 years, it's taken all my breath away, but I can still smell your flowers. When I lay my head down, I know I'm home today. Thank you.
Next we'll have Jack Shortland.
Two things I like about the summer, I'm not really a summer person, but I love swimming in the sea. And also that vibration that you feel around midsummertime, in the nighttime especially. So I'm just going to read this as an early poem of mine, The Wave. I danced till I tasted salt sweat on my skin, and my heart beat loud in its rhythm, and my limbs felt the heat of the tune. I swam till I tasted salt sea on my skin, and my blood was cooled in its rhythm, and my limbs felt the pull of the moon. And now I know the ebb and the flow and the depth of the wave is inside me.
Thanks, Jack. Next we'll have Cedric Bicon.
There is a beat. To understand what life boils down to, take your stone slide at heart and a deep breath. We will let nature work its charm and exploit it in its depth here. You must understand that you cannot fully understand. Let go of fear. The faith will happen in the shadow of conscience, behind logic and science. The magic and contained force emotions will stir your life, swallow your options. Check your stone slab, take a deep breath. If the slab was cold and dry, see now what the chemist calls an alchemical reaction. Watch the heat and the moisture rise. The bubbling spread, moist your mouth and palms, moist your eyes, blur your future. Then keep it warm, let it set. If it burns, you can always defenestrate the mixture and start anew, your heart as a substrate to a freshly formed creamy passion to use as your next love potion to consume with moderation.
What an extra hour does to your fiber tone. We have Patricia Welsh next.
Now this is called Phantom Pregnancy. This is the Devil's Handbook, harder than flint. History being blamed for all sorts of nonsense, not fixed on the present, fleeting though it is. The life in retrospect never justifying the means, defending to people for a solid future. Too complicated for dismissal, myths abiding, crude jokes having limits, law abiding. New present goes and magnifies the Lord. Good for nothing's doing nothing as it just do. Suddenly wanting children from an unknown source. These things get tiresome, albeit under license. Under guarantee still, many forays abide. Drink under the heater makes his declaration. Not to sink under medication, please God. Dunking the inevitable despite advice. Defending the impossible is the only course of action. Never plagiarize despite one's best efforts. The neutral cost of heart and songs did abide. Enduring love rebuffed for better fruit. Land of troubles cauterized in tandem. A dodgy culture almost setting house on fire. Quietened by the defense, retiring to behavior. The little black book denying culture and objects. Your magnum opus on terror is on its way. Forever modernizing its own kind of grief. Thank you.
Lyle Harriet, please.
Now, to continue the Aussie theme, this is a very short piece called Dreamtime in the Outback. It was a five-word challenge piece from a few years ago. And the words were number, hiccup, stationary, tube, and permeable. After knocking back another tube of Foster's, the bush poet hiccuped, swatted away the flies, wiped the sweat from his brow, and said, "No worries, mate. and jotted down a number of words on bog roll stationery about the permeable nature of the dimensions as felt by the original people.
Thank you, Niall. Can we have Kevin Block now, please?
Hello. Yes, forgive my ignorance because it's my first time. Saying poetry.
It's
only like a few weeks ago, and we decided.
Can hear you speaking on the microphone.
It was a few weeks ago. I watched Amy.
Can hear you speaking on the microphone.
A few weeks ago, I seen a poet from New York, Amy Winehouse, and she's really kind of empowering women, and I think that's great, because I think it's important that women have a voice as well, you know. We live in a good democracy at the moment, but anyway, I get to the point. So this is my poem, and when I seen her, I was kind of a bit infatuated, so I wrote this poem. 2 points and we've been 50 already. Okay, here we go. Knowing you reaches my heart from the hell of emptiness and restores the beat momentarily until we connect again. Seeing you again ignites my soul with passion as I embrace your soul with love. We're once standing alone in an empty land longing from your embrace. Forgive my foolishness as my tongue was not mine and where union was divine is yet to be set free. Know me for who I am now. My heart is bombarded by souls who wish not to see. I embrace them with love, they embrace me with their arrows. I feel at one with you, wrong or right, I wish not to fight. Hell has no room for you, keep your heart free in the infinity where we live. We mend a broken vessel to live for eternity in the cosmos. Without hesitation, you cut me off without acknowledgement of one foolishly, I reflect of water that went real deep. You cut the cord where you were free from the pain of love and its gifts. Now your heart can rest without
the torment from mine. Right, Kevin, hope we see you again. Good job.
Cheers.
Next we have Rosie O'Regan.
It's my first time reading off my phone. I'm reading from a photograph, and this is an experiment. Have any of you ever got those fridge magnets?
Yeah.
Right, with the word fridge magnets.
Yes.
Well, I got them at Christmas time, and they wrecked my head because I was trying to write things and I kept looking for a word that wasn't there. And so I gave myself I don't know how many word challenge, but I said, right, I'm going to write something that has all the words and no other words, just the words and all the words. So I kind of started with the A's, so it goes up the alphabet, and it makes no sense, but it's mapped. So here we go, if I can bring it up the way, okay. Apparatus are always about arm ache. Away and ask above all about it. After, sit with the blue-black boy. See better how his beauty was beat bitter, as his blood beneath boiled by blow in a butt and breast-bare bed, crushed by chocolate. Imagine that. To cry or chant can cool, could drive delirious dreams, diamond drool, death drunk to the day, dressed elaborately, eating from an enormous egg. Such is life. In forest, fashion finger fiddled fast for the frantic feet of friends who fluff as a gorgeous garden gown goddess girl goes, her head of hair a heave of honey. It is hot here, it is juicy, like a lie. Have I, as he, but loved her? Doesn't she have him, like lazy lake light has the luscious lick of language, the lusty languid lather in a life lived less likely. If I am from my mother, let he be my moon mad music man, though mean men monkey mess at milking meat and my moan is misting, I must not need, no never, not me. Out over our peach pounding pink pumpy pant play pole, one pitcher's petals pushing purple. They do please me and put on quickest rose, but rip run repulsive recalling, reveal red rain raw rust rock. She sings a sea smooth sky spring symphony, a sun sore summer. Show stops some sordid smear sweetly still. At shadow and storm they scream together, spray sleep shot skin, sausage there with shine. Through sad sweatship trudge, their smells swim. But why are these things said when time suits us? So say those thousand tiny tongues on TV. Do we want to use up an ugly urge? Will we but watch wax women want? Do you want what you were? Am I yet your wind whisperer, your woman at watery worship?
Okay, we got three left and we've got 6 minutes, so you know what that means. Philip Spahn.
I love that previous poem, although it was, it's pretty cool. So this is based off a mythical article of animal called a kappa. Kappa is basically a trickster from Japanese folklore. It looks like a turtle slash frog. And it's incredibly strong, but it has one weakness. And if you want to know that, actually come up to me afterwards and I'll tell you what it is, in case you ever come across one. So inspired by a kappa, I wrote this poem. Is it limiting to be a little kappa, alone by yourself? Your scaled emerald skin, your soulful beetle eyes, trapped in the waters, where your power lives, where your spirit manifests. But you say to me, I am master craftsman of waters and shepherds of liquids of anything pure. Your land of empty cold air is nothing and having floating loose gravity, my home. I'll curl my world and twist and turn in ways that you stiff creatures can only dream of. I'll dance and make you jealous. Your limited, stiff, pitiful soul is nothing. A pupa can never bloom into a butterfly. But don't forget, even kappas can drown. Thank you.
Thanks, Philip. The penultimate poem for the penultimate poet for the evening is Jan O'Loughlin.
I'm also going to continue the Aussie theme. This was written from a house in Warrimoo in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. It's called The House on the Ridge. Our street is a long finger of suburbia, poking itself into an immensity of grey-green bush. All the houses are clichés, fibre cottages and red brick boxes, facing the road and each other squarely. My house is a different cliché, an A-frame chalet set back on its block, self-consciously quaint beneath tall trees. Today, a calm sea of green laps at the back deck, where the land drops down into a gully and a ridge, a valley and another ridge. In the distance beyond the lines of the ridges, three old humped mountains are blue-grey smudges on the horizon. Cockatoos, as white as gulls, fleck the treetops here and there. Cicadas hiss rhythmically. All the days of fear and bewilderment are quite gone.
John. And our final poet of the night is Jim Quickard.
This is actually a really old poem from like 2013, and it was from the 5-word challenge. And the words were Phoenix, Carousel, Clumsy, Stone, and Erudite. And it was about Erudite.
Erudite.
I don't know how to say the word. But it's about Prometheus. Do you know Prometheus?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I won't explain it then. Oh, I lost it. Okay. Prometheus. Fastened to stone, his skin is scorched. Filaments of skin peel from him. Thin shavings, pellucid as paper, the least of his agonies. A winged hound, a phoenix, descends from the skies, slicing and biting till erudite is realized. Think little of humanity, say the gods of no destiny. In abject carousel, they circle the skies, Ceres fluid reins, organs, entrails, red but clumsy, no erudite taught. Fastened to rock, pain fires, he does not talk. But, like when a bell stops, the flowers still sing. His soul relents not for anything. Prometheus closes with his final word, I believe in people, and I will be heard.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, everyone who are here tonight. A brilliant night of poetry. Really great 5-word challenge poems. Just incredible poetry from our wonderful guests. Please give it up for Anne Casey and Natalie.